Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The USDA Crop Progress Report released earlier this week offered the first soybean condition ratings of the season. While it's early in the season, the growing season, the numbers provide a valuable snapshot of how the crop is currently shaping up across the major soybean production states. Illinois reported 59% of its soybean crop, good to excellent. Michigan came in at 54%, North Dakota at 58%, and both Ohio and South Dakota landed in an even 50%. Nationally, the soybean crop rating breakdown is 1% very poor, 4% poor, 28% fair, 58% good, and 9% excellent. Following a historic downturn in the swine industry in 2024, producers are more optimistic about what 2025 will bring. So far, the first half of the year has been good for producers in several states. Chad Ford, Vice President of Swine Agribusiness with Farm Credit Services of America, said the swine producers are also cautiously optimistic about what the rest of the year will look like.
It's been a tale of the last 24 months. We've gone through one of the worst downturns in this economic, in the swine industry that we've seen probably in the last 30 or 40 years. And so as we've kind of come out of that with lower feed costs, corn, soybean meal, and we see production kind of getting itself back straightened out, guys are really optimistic about what 25 is going to give us. First half has been very successful, and I would say the second half there's a lot of cautious optimism as we continue forward. So guys are thinking very positively as we go through 25.
Ford said there are a few important factors to monitor for producers to be successful in today's economy.
The three things that I think are the most important in this industry is to continue to have good books, have good financial acumen, know your cost production as you kind of go through this, because you can make better decisions as you kind of go through. I think the second thing is risk management. There's a lot of tools out there. You think about the using the board, using the insurance products, finding folks that are around you to help consult and make good decisions. And then again, I think third thing is just making sure that we're adhering to the best and highest technology around biosecurity, because production is going to be key as we go through. So those are probably the three biggest things that I encourage guys to continue to focus on going forward.
Crop growers have an important date coming up to report this year's crop acreage as an important component for participation in various USDA programs. Rod Bain has more on the story.
With spring crop planting nearly complete for much of the nation, USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beebe offers this reminder to growers.
After spring planting is complete, agriculture producers should make an appointment with their local Farm Service Agency office to complete their crop acreage reports before the application deadline.
That deadline being July 15th.
We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture coming up in just a moment.